17. Molly was late getting to the station the next morning. If she wasn't on assignment, she was usually only late for some kind of family situation. But Jessie knew she had no family in town these days. Her daughters were all grown and out of the house, and her husband was still out on the Atlantic Ocean somewhere. He'd asked Michael Crane whether he loved Molly more or sailing. "Molly," Michael Crane had said. "But it's a close call." Jessie had tried Molly's phone the night before, once after he'd gotten home from Crow's, once later. She had not called him back, something she routinely did, no matter the time of day or night. The last time he had known her whereabouts had been when she was on Grove Street, at Crow's rented house, before he had driven away. When she finally arrived a few minutes after 10, she had her phone in her hand and was waving it at Jessie. "I just tried to call Blair Richmond at a friend's house," she said. "No answer. Then I called the friends. She never showed up there last night."
"Son of a bitch," he said.
"My sentiments exactly."
"Something must have spooked her now," Jessie said.
"Or she heard from her boyfriend and went to meet up with him."
"We've got her phone number," Jessie said. "We could track her down with that."
"On it," Molly said. "But I bet if she was worried about being tracked, she knew how to pull the battery out of the phone and then only put it back when she wanted to use it."
"No matter how tech-savvy we think we are, kids are savvier," Jessie said.
"I'll check anything and everything," Molly said. "And then see about credit cards or debit cards and social media and all that jazz, whether she's gone to ground or not. But if she wants to go off the grid, maybe she's smart enough to pay for everything in cash."
"I should have checked in with her last night," Jessie said.
"One of us should have," Molly said. "I took a ride over to their house instead, just on the chance somebody might have taken another run at it."
"You mean you took a ride over without telling me?" Jessie said.
"Am I required to?" she said. He took off his reading glasses. He was using them more and more, because if he didn't, he needed to move whatever he was reading farther and farther away. What did they call doing that when he was a kid? Playing the trombone? Playing the trombone? Jesus, how old am I? He knew he wasn't angry with Molly. He was angry about a lot of things these days, including Sonny. But Molly was the only one here right now.
"What time did you go over there?" Jessie said.
"Are we really going to do this?" she said. "What does it matter?"
Maybe she was reading his mind, something she did with consistent ease. She got up out of her chair now and walked over to his door and shut it and sat back down.
"It's just that I tried to call you last night," Jessie said. "Usually I hear back when you see a missed call from me."
He drank some coffee and decided to stop screwing around.
"You went to see Crow," he said.
They both knew it wasn't a question. She waited a beat, eyes on him, before answering.
"Did he tell you that?"
"He didn't have to," Jessie said. "I saw your car in front of his house."
"You followed me?" she said. "What the hell, Jessie?"
"I was following up on what Blair Richmond had told me," he said.
"Are we done talking about her?"
"I'll get back to her," Jessie said, "just taking the circle route."
"I was following up on her telling us that Crow had gone to their house," Molly said. "Did I need a hall pass?"
"You know better than that."
"I was there as a cop," she said. "Nothing else. Okay?"
She stepped on the last word.
"I just want to make sure you're okay," he said. "Did I ask you if you were okay after you went to see your old girlfriend the night that Neil died?" Molly said.
"You did not," Molly said.
"Then you don't have to worry about me."
"A chronic condition, unfortunately."
"Get over it."
"Trust me, I've tried. I wasn't following you," Jessie said before Molly left the office.
"If you say so."
"I say so because I really wasn't following you, okay?"
"Okay."
She stopped at his door, hand on the knob.
"Change of subject?"
Jessie said, "I'd be willing to pay big bucks for one." Why were you so sure it was murder with Neil from the start? She said.
Too many things didn't add up, he said. Him using his offhand. Dev was the first one to say the angle of the bullet, even if he was right-handed, was off.
Now we got two missing kids, Molly said.
Had one of them right here in this office, Jesse said. Let her walk right out the door.
But she told you that she didn't know anything, Molly said.
We know that, Jesse said. They don't. Whoever they are, Molly said.
She told me to find her boyfriend, Jesse said. Now I want you to find her.
She managed to smile.
You know what you always tell me, she said.
I tell you a lot of things, he said. Unfortunately, you seem to remember most of them.
If this shit were easy, Molly said, anybody would do it.
Jesse said it ought to be a Hallmark card.